Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Well, after Keeney not speaking to me for 4 years, or three and a half years at Man United, after the fallout that we had at Eric Harrison's, on the way home from Eric Harrison's too, he went for me, and, you know, he didn't speak to me after that period. Then when we played in a UNICEF game, the Robbie Williams thing, you know, at Man United, he was playing for the rest of the world and I was playing for England, obviously, and he was walking down the corridor by the change rooms. And he walked along and he went, "All right." And I looked and I was standing by the door of the home team, and he's walking up the corridor, and I'm thinking to myself, well, he's not talking to me because he didn't speak to me for 3.5 years. And I turned around and there was no one behind me. And I sort of turned back and I sort of looked at him and I went, "What? Are you talking to me, Keenan?" Right, with a smile on my face. And he went, "Yeah, how you doing? All right?" And I went, "Fucking hell. Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?" And he, like, I think we shook hands and he kept walking. And it was like, well, I didn't expect that. And that was it.
It's Red News Podcast 219, and I'll go on a rant first. Shane has kindly joined us. It's late knockings. He's waiting for his last train. The Cockney's fair play. Every mank has got to make a long journey again. No consideration. No consideration, Brentford. No consideration today. Fucking that. 15 minutes extra can fuck off. I don't know what I've just seen, so I'm going to try and articulate it. Sum it up. My phone, I'm post-contract, I think I've mentioned that before, it's decrepit and it started dying on me today. And that sort of sums up the performance. Like, it's sort of working, but it's not properly. And for 70 minutes, I enjoyed that. But 2-0 down, I thought we were utterly fucked. But you can't be a professional football team. You can't be a Manchester United team. To have that done in one game. And then, to try and attempt to keep it with the Olays and then utterly fall apart. I know, like, small one-off butterfly effects happen with the low stupid, he'd done well, I thought, him and Wan-Bissaka. But that is what we are. We're not a 90-plus minute team. We don't have a brain between them. You cannot be a professional team who does that time and time again. And I just feel sad because we all know, like, we knew, irrespective of, we know he's going to get the boot. You know, it would take them. I do feel sorry for him, but equally I do think you've got to blame the coach. You know, like, we can have the most stupid players, but you could get me and Shane out on the football pitch, and if you're under instructions, any half decent side pretty much usually can dictate, keep it by the corner. How many games of football do you watch on to keep it? It does your head in when it's against us. And we couldn't even do that. And, like, I loved and hated Bruno in equal measure. But that sort of shows the stupidity. Like, 2-0 down, fearing, you get back in it. It was a good United end. You're like, yeah. And then we just utterly, utterly cannot cut. And I think, like, McLaren, when we went 3-2 up, was pointing at their heads. And I made a point at the time thinking, you've got to get more than that. I know, and I'm referring back, I've said it a few times, but they were self-congratulating each other at 0-0 when we defended went out for a corner. I own it, and this is petty, but I feel in a petty mood now because I'm angry. Congratulate each other when you keep a clean sheet at the end of the game. But it's sort of a microcosm that, oh, they've attacked, we've done all right, let's high-five each other. And I get what that's... you know, giving them belief. But it's for giving them belief to nothing. It leads to nowhere. I want it called out. I want to... Anyway, there were a few positives to that. I thought Garnacho, he's well gone beyond where I thought he would be at the start of the season. Way beyond Madrid. Like, he was thinking Madrid in 2 years. Madrid are coming in fucking a year. Shane, I don't know.
Well, you're talking about Garnacho.
No, I don't know about anybody.
I come to a very basic premise at this stage, is that, like, I want to see that the team that, you know, like today we've had, as you said, the travel from Manchester, we're all scrambling for last trains now, people have had to stop over, you know, I was with some Irish Reds earlier, you know, they, you know, the late, you know, 200 quid flights, you know, people make a lot of effort. I know, like, you don't expect much, you don't come to football to expect the return, you come to support your team, but you do expect a bit of effort. And I just bought at 3-2. They had a car crash written over it. I don't want to pick out Rashford again, but there's one point when the ball went out wide and Rashford just didn't bother chasing his man. And I'm picking on Rashford, but they're all at it, but Rashford in particular, there was times when you think, just defend high up the pitch, like. And then we criticise the defenders, and I think, you know, obviously silly fouls, isn't it? Yeah, they've got to take their blame. But, like, as a bloke next to me said, it's very basic stuff when it gets to the 90, you know, odd minutes. It's very basic stuff. You get it down the corner and you foul the opposition player. If they get the ball, you foul them in their third. Well, we just let them play out and then we foul them in the penalty fucking box. You know, it's like schoolboy stuff. I just...
The
Olo, he's wound me up, so obviously I dislike Chelsea with a passion, you know, want to bait them. It's not criticising the fans doing that. But our, like, keep football Olays, everyone was like a Olé. It was like a big tail on it, because you think, are we really going to keep this? Every pass was like a fucking heart attack.
It's like surprise. I will say, I honestly thought we'd hold that. A Chelsea fan, like, I think he shouted out, we've won in the 98th, 100th minute. And I think, you cannot. Like, it wasn't 8 minutes, that's it. It wasn't 8 minutes. I know there were subs.
Yeah, yeah.
But systematically, you cannot. And he shouted out, we're shit and they're shit. And that was two shit teams. And no one's disagreeing with that. But I thought, I was trying to watch the game intently. What are we? What upsets me, and I had these notes before, we didn't do one at Brentford, I didn't go, you went. What really upset me, I don't, and this is pre-this, 95 minutes apart from Brentford, you know, there was a proper online, you wouldn't have seen it, online kickback from Liverpool, and I don't want to lose. Like, I just wanted to savour the Liverpool moment. So, and then we're shit again, and then everyone's kicking, and I think, I just want to cling on like brief encounter. Hang on, I don't want to let Liverpool go yet.
So don't get me wrong, like, I was with my lad, you know, he's 20 now, but, you know, I savoured the Liverpool one, because it was special, and it was great, and nothing, whatever happens this season won't take away from that moment. But I was saying to you on the tube there, like, I've got to stage now of United, I'm not even like, I think you said in the pod before, you take those moments like Liverpool, every now and then United throw you something that's magical. I'm actually now, like, if you took Brentford and the last couple of games, I'm actually taking moments in games. I'm a 55-year-old man. I was stood on my seat for two goals today going mental. Because in my back of my mind, I'm thinking, this could easily end up with us. I said to the players, we could end up losing this game 5-3. So you enjoy, you actually enjoy the moments in games, because you know this team.
But that's key, Stan Cox. And that's on the Eric thing, like, knowing he's going. And I'm tormenting myself with that. I cannot see, like, knowing that we're getting rid of Martial, but if we're going to have that core of 18 of these players at 24, they're going to be making these mistakes in a year. You can be highly coached, but they're not good enough to be elite level.
Listen, this wasn't Manchester City or Liverpool or Arsenal. This was Chelsea. And with one player aside,
I thought Cole Palmer was very good.
He's fucking, like, I'd have to say, he was.
He's better than I thought.
Today, he looked better than anyone else on the pitch, in my eyes. Garnacho may be aside, a fair way. I thought by a fair. I think him and Garnacho were like.
Quality.
Yeah, him and Garnacho aside, like, Garnacho aside, he looked a level above any of our midfielders. And I just think, him aside, Chelsea are poor side. It was like looking in the mirror, really. They're as fragile as us. We were fragile, went 2-0 down. We score a goal. I did about next to me. They crumble now. We should go for the jugular. All right, we equalised. Then we led off. We went 3-2 up. And it's like we're fucking scared of our own shadows. It's like, how can you... you can't get me that players, I don't want to stack them around, but you should be able to see a game out at 3-2.
Do you know that Samoan team that lost 49 and they lost 32-0 and they didn't win a game 49? I reckon they fancy their chance again. I made some notes.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. Where are you getting? But on the tube out, I was talking to Lee. We were just saying, basically, let's say United do beat Coventry, which is no fucking given. Every place I cannot after seeing Chelsea tonight, I cannot see for the life of me they've got a hope in hell of beating City. So if we ever repeat a last year's FA Cup, and let's say we are in it at 98 minutes and it bounces off fucking Hoyland's arse into the goal and we're celebrating, I will be celebrating knowing that this Manchester United side could fall apart in the 100th minute and actually can see two more. It's like, that's the horror thing. And the one last rant is that fucking, how long did the VAR thing take about the penalty? Clear and fucking obvious. I'd rather not have the VAR.
The Sellers group was saying definite penalty, minutes
before they
looked.
But why did they take it?
Right, so my thing's on a phone that's fucking over when this is at 2-0. We don't start games well. There's little, if any, control. We don't control possession. And we constantly look terrified of the ball, each other and opponents. You could say that during game we're that bad. The thing that annoyed me was with Maguire, I thought it was about him. 2 minutes before, when the board went up at half time, he was signalling, doing the moving arms, make a substitution bit. I thought it was for him, it was actually for Rand. And he was going mental. I don't know if this came across on the box, but he was going berserk with Ten Hag. Who went? So Evans came over, and then Evans then ran back to us. And I thought, where's the... If Varane's fucked, get on. What are you doing for that 3 minutes? I actually thought they're going to score in this 3 minutes.
We're an embarrassment in that sense. We are an embarrassment.
But that's where I feel sorry. Can't pick on an old man like me. But I don't see McLaren as a... I'm picking on it. That is proper picking on him. But I do not see that there's... they do rave about that Mitchell, if he's the Mitchell Ten Hag's twin brother, Ten Hag. But if he's beating them to death in training, and what is McLaren doing? You can't have a 68. On a tangent, the oldest man in the world died today at 114, rest in peace.
Fair,
but I thought,
fucking
60 years more than me. I couldn't do that.
But I'm
how low are his
that
testes?
That means I'm not even middle aged.
How low are his testicles?
Yeah.
That was what I thought when I read that on Sky News. Sorry. Right, so I hated the fact that we had all that joy, and thanks for the people kindly listening, going, that was joyous, you could tell on our voices. I hate the fact that it goes to shit so quickly. How can we go from that today? But the style of play, we don't have a style of play. You could say Brentford, they're not having a good season, they have a style of play. Brighton are up and down, but they have a style of play. What is our style of play? We do not have a style, and we said this 6 months ago. So it is all on Eric, but if you tell me, who's the saviour here?
But the only thing I would say about tonight, and it's not
light
shows. The game and having
and
a few...
Did you see the light show?
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Oh,
I was on
the
concourse.
They lit the worst, and the people lighting the light shows had masks on.
Yeah,
and it was like, if you go to a school fete and they have a light show, where they set fire to something 20 feet in the air.
I've never been to a school show.
But it's literally
I'd be anti that. Everyone needs to be careful what they wish for in new grounds. I just think with United, it's a bit like as a lad next to me turns around and goes, both teams are shit here. At least it's kind of, in some ways, I'm not trying to, I'm gutted we lost the lot. But at least at least we got three goons. In some ways, it's better than a 0-0. Remember the 0-0 at home to PSV was a low point for me. I'd rather have the fucking goons and a bit of.
But I think the players are thinking that, and five of them are meant to keep fucking clean sheets. I think Inanna has been better, but he was at fault for the first.
We have to accept we're a poor side.
Bruno, I loved and hated him today. Imagine if I dived in real life like Bruno does and hold my ankle. Imagine if I got on the tube now and just held my ankle.
That's
Bruno.
What my lad says.
He would laugh.
My lad said if he done that, he plays Saturday League football. He said if he went down like Bruno does, he would basically get ridiculed, and then he'd probably get lumped when he went out on Saturday night because people would just wouldn't accept that.
But that's our captain. I do think he has to not be captain. So he needs someone. He needs a Keane. Where is the Roy Keane out there who can take him and grab it? I know, but someone needs to grab him. I thought, I had my bromance with Casemiro. I thought Casemiro, he trudged back. No, it was the first game. I thought, Casemiro looked. He looked
don't get me wrong. Varane and Casemiro are obviously quality footballers, but we bought them over their peak. We eked a little bit out of them in their enthusiasm, and when they saw that, they probably come to Man United, the fucking name. We're still the biggest club in fucking the world in our eyes, but definitely the biggest club in England, and they come and we have a bit of that, and after one season they've had a look and they think this is going nowhere. So they know that, and that's
part of the problem,
and when you're trying to eke a bit more out of your body when you get older, it's a bit like,
but that's part of the problem. Straight, it might seem a bit odd because by the mag, I think it's the best, so it's one of the best we've ever done on Sunday. Please support, I'll go on to that in the end. But it's like, and it's a tone of, you want to celebrate the 25 years, but you don't want to live on the past. But we are going, we're the biggest club,
but
we are living, someone makes the point, we are in our heads, and we are all this, and But it's like, what are we?
We're a shit, that's what we are.
So anyway, how old are you, Shane?
55 in June.
So double your age, 59 years, and you're still
55,
not
110. I'd still be 4 years off death. And if that happens, believe me, I will literally be I'm sat here at the moment. As I actually think, I wasn't a bad looking fellow when I was younger. At 55,
I was an ugly cunt.
I even said to my wife, I'm a mess of a man. I've let you down, my family down. If I was 114, I'd be I'd literally be sitting here in a pool of piss and shit, just fucking going.
I think that's part of the problem, that the players go in that dressing room and do that attitude of, I've let you down, I'm sorry, I'm a piece of shit,
how
Eric.
How did you get to live my life again? I don't think, I'd like to know what his last 55 years were like.
The
question for you, does a man of 114 still wank? He probably did.
Can I hate of the weeks? The weather apps. It's just rained. John, this is for you. It has just rained and rained and rained and rained. And then they told me when it was getting soaked this week, it went light weather might be possible. And I was fucking drenched. Genuine one, this. The bullying vids at school break my heart when you see fucking tossers picking on other kids and I find it, I can't, I just hope that they all get karma and their karmuppance. It just breaks my heart, that. Have you got a hate of the week, Trey?
Fuck me, I don't really know how to follow that. That's quite a heavy one.
Does my head in.
Yeah, I agree. But mine's a bit more lighthearted. I want a blanket hate of the week for, I think I've said it before, I don't watch much TV. I binge on a few series, but I listen to a lot of music. But my wife and I, our guilty pleasure on a Friday night is, we sit down and watch TV together, is Gogglebox. So a lot of my TV viewing is snippets through Gogglebox. And in the recent months, this morning, the programme, is a blanket hate.
Please don't start this again.
It's a blanket hate. My blanket hate is, I'm going off on a bit of chat, sorry, but I'm going on it's not sex toys or anything like that. But they had a rumpologist on the other week. Someone getting
What's
paid
that?
A rumpologist who looks at someone's arse And then there's like reading tea leaves or something. I was like, where are they finding this?
Why are you watching?
It's on Gogglebox yet. So like, while we're all trying to fucking scrape a living to go and see this shit fest, which is what you like. There's people getting paid handsome money to look at people's arses and then like read the like fucking size of their cheeks and tell that they're a loving person. Anyway,
I'd sell pictures of my arse.
But the this morning thing, I'm going to listen. You might have to delete this bit in a bit. My mum always says that. She's always said like a succession of like, I get it, she's retired, she's nearly 80, whatever. Oh, I love that Ben Shepherd on this morning. He's joined us. Such a lovely man. But you said the same about Eamon Holmes years back. Like, I know Eamon Holmes might be a red. Like, literally, ever presenter is announced as going this morning. To me, if I was like, imagine I'm in like the MI5 or something, that sounds a fucking trigger on my computer. He's going on this morning. He's fucking can't be trusted.
Dermot O'Leary is one of them.
He can't be trusted.
He wears really weird trousers.
He does.
I saw 60 years old.
You've just taken my fucking thunder. So Dermot O'Leary, I thought, was a soundbite on the road.
60-year-old men's trousers.
There's a thing. He wears jumpers too tight for him. Like a round neck jumper tucked in to like 19 fucking 50s bopper like trousers, baggy trousers.
It's really odd. So I've never seen a bloke.
There's a bloke on there that used to be on Crime Watch, a copper, done well for himself, you know, he used to be on Crime Watch and things. He's on there now, tucked in, fucking skin tight jumpers. I feel like screaming, like someone needs to tell him, you're not the fucking handsome Bobby you were.
We haven't got long. Right.
Anyway, listen, I've got to say, I haven't finished. Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
Look, any one of those fucking fellas on this morning knocks at your door. As I said to my mum, like, literally, they're the sort of fella that would nick your pension. That, like, there's a fine line. If you're presenting on this morning, they've got a lucky break. But they're the sort of... if they hadn't got that break, they'd be the sort of fellas knocking at your door, nicking your pensions.
I don't like people don't who trust ring anybody doorbells yet. Or knock on my door. Unless they're Amazon or a postman.
That's what...
I don't want anyone.
Eamon Holmes, Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd has too many buttons on his shirt, by the way. Ben Shepherd... who's the other fella you mentioned with the baggy trousers?
Dermot O'Leary.
All of those, they knock on your door, they're nicking your pension.
Can I say we've got a little gate? A gate that gets into our like, where they actually get to the front door. And the amount of people who leave it thin, so that does my head in. Right, Nick said the most Nick message ever during the game, and he went, the bloke who's signed for the Kansas City Chiefs is in the United end. They've just shown him. That is the most Nick. I think it's the rugby player. Right. The other thing.
The rugby player is. Someone said at half time actually in front of me, that's a Welsh rugby player. Right. Is he a Welsh fellow, is he?
Yeah, he's joined. We had this conversation. It's just hard to fathom. That's why I've repeated, angrily typing this. How we can go from Liverpool joy. We know why, because we're just batshit crazy, but not in a good way. But we had this conversation before in the pub, and it was good to see a lot of Reds in Putney. Is Eric said, yesterday, we are in a good trend line and in a good way and direction. And we both said, literally, Nick said, he sounds deluded. You know where you get that sort of disease where you start saying really shit things as a United manager.
He's got to say it.
I know, but then my answer, we both said that, was then say standards. Yeah. Keep, you know, like, and the other thing, the Martinez, I find that baffling. And someone put, you know, like, oh, well, Vic was injured. Don't even have Martinez. If Martinez is the player of the thing, and this is the thing to bring Teddy Sheringham's interview, where he said, read it, Fergie said, I don't want you back for Saturday. And he explained about the longer thing. He's like, we knew after earlier in the season, some people said two or three times, that Martinez was brought back too early.
Yeah.
So to know that, to bring him into something, now you know he's good, and obviously for another day is worries about whether Martinez is consistently able to be fit enough, but I find it batshit, and that is management, that is control, that is consistency, that is rushing back, and that is signs. And I hate Jamie Carragher commentating on any game now. He's really doing my head in. Do you know who the first singer to have a concert at Old Trafford was ever?
I don't know.
7th of June 1991, Rod Stewart. I'll save all the rest.
That's not bad. It was good in his day,
yeah. Right now, so this is, sorry, I'll go to you last, Shane, because I always, all I will say is the campaign started. Now, there's 149 people who have contributed so far. Thank you very much. But there is a worry now, because we're quite behind, and I'll work it out for Sunday. We're quite behind, and I know times are tough, but I think there might be of people saying, well, you'll get there, you know, I support the fanzines, you'll get there. As it stands, at the rate we're going, we're not going to get there compared to last year, because we're going to be 80 or 90 down, which doesn't make us. And I'm being serious, because if I told you, I think out of everyone who contributes, and I want to keep printing on, $9,000 is going to be post, but I'm not giving up print this year. I don't want to. We have to get that 425. And I will say, I'm a little bit worried now. And so please, like, if a lad came up and he said, you know, like, the fan cams, what you're doing, Bonnie, I really appreciate it. But it is as much words and actions that saying, like, if you want to keep this going, and I'm not on about 2 years' time, I'm on about for the next year. Right, so please, I'll go on more about that. But please, if you can, like, I know there's 118 days, but you always get a bit squeaky bum time shit. What if we didn't make it? And I think, like, this is a bit of worry. All right, so anyway, see you Sunday. Bye, the mag.
So I was on that note, the thing I was going to say was, like, I'm going to talk about an article in a minute that's in the, not the one coming out Sunday, the current, you know, the mag before. But I've said a few times, like, you know, that we talk about fanzines a lot, but I reckon, like, I've always often said, like, two or three of the best things I've ever written about football culture or football in general have been in Red News, which was someone coming out, someone talking about mental health, someone talking about the death of their father when they were young, which is in a recent mag, which, you know, literally had me in tears on a train. And I picked up, like, you know, involved, you know, in Red News and stuff, but I hadn't read the whole mag. I read the mag, the latest mag, the other night. And I actually found it quite a tough read, but it was a brilliant article. It was a lad talking about following United in the 90s and drink getting, you know, he talks about the alcohol and, life's turned out all right. But he just talked about the culture of drinking and how it sucked him in, and he had to break away from that. And his United now is an occasional game, probably because of that, which resonated to, like, the culture. I just thought it was, like, to whoever wrote the article, it was, like, it was brilliantly written. But the point is, if it wasn't for Red News, that article, like, some of the best writing about football or football culture is in fanzines. And I was just thinking, well, if Red News wasn't there, that bloke wouldn't have, like, he wrote quite a heartfelt, like, there was a bit in it, he kind of sent a message to ex-girlfriends, you know, that obviously had suffered from his drinking. But I thought it was quite a courageous article to write. But anyway, the point is, it's like, I kind of thought, if I bought a year subscription to a fanzine, I'm not just saying it, I'm saying it's Barney, if I just read that one article in a year and I just tossed the mag aside, that one article was worth it. Like, and there's like 10 of those in each mag. So,
well, that's down to the latter. That's typical me. I say, yeah, you got the luck, but it's like, if you enjoy the podcast, it all ends, you know, like, I can't put like everything through it. It's fanzine with podcast and everything. But it's like £2.50 a month gets you PDF and all the podcasts. Yeah. So you get the 7 mags. And like for £4 a month gets you all the mags and the podcasts. So if you really do, and a few people, good, you know, I'm shit with names, shit with my own name, but a few people have said, so yeah, I'm just a bit, you know, I don't want it end. I'll tell you when I'm ready to end, and I can see why the Red issue bullshit, you know, they had enough. And I will say there's one thing, a couple of people have bought the mag off, you know, and said, I don't agree with it, so I'm not buying the next one. And I will say, but that's what a fanzine is, and I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose. Yeah. I want to challenge. I challenge myself with it. So the world is getting to, I just want to hear what I say repeated back to me, but that's not what we're about, and that's not what I'm about. So if you believe it, anyway, the United end was good.
The great thing about Manchester United is it's a broad church. You have to, like, a fan, the whole purpose of a fanzine to me is, like, I pick it up and I think, I don't agree with everything it's written. Some of my mates write for Red News, I don't agree with them. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to, like, if we take away that, like, that's the whole problem. No one's challenging, so we should be challenged ourselves. But the only thing that's clinging on to the great thing that's Manchester United are the fanzines, in my view. So please support
and
them.
The support. There's kids coming through. There's it was a good United end.
Well, I have to say, like Brentford and on Saturday was good, and tonight was good. And Brentford, there was a hardcore lads behind the goal to my left on Saturday. And they were like really singing, like the Calypso was measured, like they were singing 83 Cup Final song. It was a really, really, and they were.
United today was good. Did you notice that? The slow clap.
Yeah, yeah. And I was on the concourse at half time and was in the pub. And
I'm doing an impression. Yeah, that was good.
And
like, that was slow.
A lot of people were fucking young. And it was a good. There's a good hardcore of young lads coming through.
United. Did you notice that today?
Yeah, but fanzines. Like fanzines are the only thing that are kind of sticking up. Like no one else is going to fucking stick up for you.
On the Eric thing, do you know what I've been thinking about this internal debate about? I know, and he's gone, he's toast, and whatever I think. I will be more gutted about him going than even.
Yeah, well, he had hope. Like I said, like giddy
even
pissed in a couple. He gave us a hope. That League Cup final, I said it. I think United are back. It was a bit naive, but he's a likable man. That's the problem. He's a likable man.
No, and I don't agree with that.
Is
he likable?
I think he was, and he's just. I think he looks like he's drowning a bit now.
No, he does look. He looks old.
I thought he's likable when he came in, like last season. And we can't just backtrack.
You wouldn't want to go out for a pint with him. I wouldn't even want him to go out for a pint with him. Bald is best, but I don't.
But that's
he's
a bit like. Well, we're not talking about going out for a pint with him.
Ollie's likable.
But you didn't say it was like going out for a pint with him. I just thought he seemed like a decent man.
He
was a cunt. He's a decent man. But I thought
he looks old.
But our hope was that he'd come in and instantly there seemed to be an attitude. He had the discipline thing. We all had a bit of hope, and it just evaporates quickly.
Honestly, what happened?
Yeah, I just think it's the club's poisonous at the moment.
But you've got people who are changing.
My depressing thing is I don't really trust the Ineos lot to sort it out. It's not until 12 minutes past.
Jesus Christ. Right, to the regiment, I'll get you one. I'll have a half. All right, cheers. Thank you, everyone. Take care. See you Sunday. Bye, then, mate. Up the fucking meds. Still love it. We're still. I want to win titles again. I want to be in European Cup finals. I know, but I want to win things as well. I'm greedy. Right, bye, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Barney asked to do a little thing after that. I've already done one and I deleted it because I said cunt too many times. It's alright to say it once, but I'm not going to say it more. It was nice, that, wasn't it? I watched it with my dad. You know, I rarely get to watch the game with my dad anymore, and that was great. First few minutes weren't great. And then we got a bit better, and then we turned back to the same team that we've been for 90% of the season. We've not spoken about Saturday, and they're both just exactly the same. Saturday was generally one of the worst games of football I've ever watched us play. And if we'd have won that game, it would have been arguably the biggest robbery in football ever, because we were really, really, really bad. And, you know, Brentford deserved all 3 points in that. So... But tonight was just, how many times have we said it? How many times? It's just not good. It's really, really not good. This feels like, obviously I'm just talking to myself down the phone, but this just feels like that month where I was away just before Christmas. And every single game was shit. And we're just shit. We're literally just really, really bad. how we are sixth, I don't know. The Liverpool game was an anomaly. Like, and I think we all came out of that so buzzing. And I sort of mentioned after the game that we all went into it thinking, oh yeah, we'll win 2-1, and didn't expect it, and then did actually win, and it was arguably one of the best, like, goons we've ever had. And that was because deep down we had no hope that we were going to win that game. And on paper, we shouldn't have won that game. They should have smashed us that day. But somehow we won it. And that is just an anomaly. I can't even speak. An anomaly, you know what I'm talking about. Because since then, we've had this international break. And since then, it's just gone shit. And it was shit before that. And it's been shit all season. He's I think everyone knows he's gone. That's it. There is no chance that Ten Hag is going to be the manager next season. I think the only thing that is depressing is the fact that the alternative on paper right now that they're talking about is going to be Southgate, which is just as underwhelming. But we'll see. But tonight was, the last two games have been indefensible. There's nothing that you can say. We went, you know, fair play. We were 2-0 down tonight, and we brought it back, and we were winning. Mint. See the game out. See it out. They're shit as well. They are worse than us in the table this year. See it out. But they can't. They can't see it out. Because we make stupid decisions and the heads go. And then within 2 minutes, the game's gone. And that's it. It's done. And a manager who is even more crisis than we are is coming away from that absolutely buzzing. It's undefensible, that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen either now or at the end of the season. But like I say, the only thing that really worries me is the fact that if the people who they're talking about getting in as a replacement just doesn't excite me either. And that's worrying when we're talking about the new regime and stuff, but you never know. Things may get better, but it needs to get better, because I wish I was sat on a beach in Thailand talking into my phone, but it feels exactly the same, and that was 5 months ago. That I was complaining down my phone that we're playing shit and nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is the fact that it's pissing it down and I'm cold. Right, I'm going. The next time I'll do a little talk down the phoney thing, I will be in a different country. So you can all guess where I'll be, and we'll find out next time. And it's so annoying. Literally, I'm going to ramble on again now. I went with my dad. I'd never go and watch the game with my dad. And when we scored that goal to take the lead, it's mint. I love those moments. And it was just like, it was mint. I loved it. It was great. We were losing. We started winning. We celebrated together. That's what it should be about. That's what it should be about. And it gets taken away from you. Because we're shit. But, you know, my dad's really pissed tonight. Fair play to him. I tried to get him on, but he's too pissed. So, right, I'm going to go now. Okay. Glory, glory, Man United. And forever to the regiment. And yeah. You just have to keep going, don't you? Even though you hate it, you love it. Okay, goodbye.